The Eye of an Employer. My restaurant is 15 years old. Although I've gained a lot of experience, new challenges and problems appear. For example, recently we have more and more foreign guests. I employ a waiter who speaks fluent in this language and also speaks Italian well. Unfortunately though, in contact with the client he is very frightened and he makes a lot of mistakes. He can't control his stress. I could use a sommelier too. I do not want to employ an additional person. I would be happy to send someone from the waiters for training. I would pay him more, but I would have a professional. Besides, I would like such training myself. It would be easier for me to choose the assortment of wines for the premises. In the summer, I would like to start with the production of my own ice cream. I have an additional room, but there is no equipment. And also, my confectioners could use a course in this production, at least one. I have to think seriously about this topic though, because the cost of buying equipment and adapting the room and the courses are a considerable expense. Unfortunately, I've not seen in the training offers that I would be interested in, although there are many interesting ones. I cannot afford all of them because it costs a little. In addition, the employees may be absent from work for some time and there is always the danger that costs will not pay back quickly. I understand that some trainings are quite expensive because groups have to be small and sometimes expensive resources are needed. But what should I do if I invest in an employee and he will quit the job after a short while? For now, I have an appointment with Horeca representative. We'll talk. Maybe something will help. I'll tell him what I need. I have already mentioned it to a few of my people. They were even interested. Some people would need new qualifications or skills in line with current needs because they fall into routine. I cannot, however, invite them to this conversation and take them away from their work because we have a lot of orders. At a friend's restaurant, in his free time, employees filled out questionnaires about their needs in the area of improving their professional skills. This would also suit me because it would not disrupt the organisation of work. Seemingly simple investments draw many decisions and consequences for me as an employer. I hope that I will find answers to my problems and give good advice in this regard.